Welcome to The Weekly Fix, Asia Society's podcast featuring the latest Asia-related news and analysis, brought to you this week with Asia Sentinel and the Hindustan Times. Today, the historic election of Barack Obama as the 44th president of the United States. It's the talk of the world.
Obama's win will reinvigorate Afghanistan.
India is reacting in a way that's probably somewhat cautious.
Regular Chinese people, I don't think it was something they maybe expected.
In his Grant Park acceptance speech, President-elect Obama reached out to all those watching tonight from beyond our shores, saying, "Our stories are singular, but our destiny is shared." We turn now to prominent Asians and others to find out how people throughout Asia are reacting to Obama's win. First, our co-producer of this special election podcast, John Berthelsen of Asia Sentinel, based in Hong Kong. John, there's so much excitement here in America. What are you seeing and hearing?
Well, we have correspondents across the region, and I think people are completely surprised by the Obama victory and the things that it portends. I mean, what they're seeing, I think, is the vitality of the U.S. electoral process. This is really energized the region. They really see this as a new sort of era. At the same time, there are obviously misgivings across the region. It's a mixed picture, but by and large, it's really exciting.
Many of the misgivings, says Beijing journalist Josh Chin, come from too little talk about Asia during the campaign.
Neither candidate said much about what their policy towards China would be, so it's sort of an unknown. Having said that, I think the fear with Obama being elected and several Democratic victories in Congress is that they're basically, you know, maybe a little bit trepidatious because they don't know what the Democrats are going to do in terms of trade, especially if the U.S. economy takes even a worse turn than it already has.
Asia Society President Vishakha Desai says there are similar concerns in India.
Democrats in general have said things about trade that leads one to believe that they will be more protectionist than the Republican administration. What Indians are looking for is the idea of free and fair trade should go both ways. It should work for the American workers, but it should also work for the Indian farmers. And that is a signal that they're going to want to look for in the new Obama administration. Another reason why Indian leadership is reacting and will react more carefully to the Obama administration is precisely because Indo-U.S. relationship is one of the few accomplishments in a foreign policy arena for the Bush administration.
You know, one good thing for the Chinese with the Obama presidency is that more than likely Obama is going to take a more multilateral approach to foreign policy. And the Chinese government has always sort of favored that. I think their one problem with Bush was Iraq and all this unilateralism.
The U.S. role in the world will be transformed, says Jamie Metzl, Asia Society Executive Vice President, by the rise of China and now the global financial crisis.
And the United States, which tried to go it alone, particularly in the first Bush administration, is going to find a world where that kind of unilateral activity is not going to be very effective. And so the great thing for President Obama is that he's been talking about the need for multilateral engagement, for building a community of nations that are working together to address shared challenges and play a more active universalist role in international affairs.
Saad Mohseni is director of Mobi Capital Partners and Media in Afghanistan.
I think Obama's win will reinvigorate Afghanistan and U.S. foreign policy in the region. Afghans have been impressed by Obama's understanding of the country and of our problems. In particular, as far as insurgency and terrorism is concerned, where the problems really do emanate from, which is Pakistan proper and the area between Afghanistan and Pakistan. And also, Obama, as an African, as an ethnic, there's a certain degree of appeal that cannot be ignored completely, not just in Afghanistan, but also in the entire Middle Eastern region. And of course, a man who seems to be very inclusive and a man who's concerned about what's happening outside will, to a large extent, wash away probably a decade of bad PR for the U.S. government. So, you know, we are hopeful. Of course, we have to be realistic. I don't think that things will change that quickly or that dramatically.
What is clear is that Obama has concluded that Pakistan-Afghanistan is going to be the core American security problem in the next administration. And Obama is determined to win that war.
Promeet Pal Chaudhry is a senior editor at the Hindustan Times, our partner for this podcast. He's been covering the election in Missouri and Washington and has spoken at length with Obama advisors. Promeet also covers Pakistan extensively.
Pakistan is a state that is in severe crisis. It is in crisis in part because its own establishment spends most of its time fighting with itself. And also, Pakistan has developed a certain, should we say, neurosis about its position in the world. It's unwilling to believe that the world is not trying to gang up on it. And this has been exacerbated by such things as the Indo-US nuclear deal, the recent decision by China not to bail out Pakistan financially, and of course the problems that they're facing with virtually all their neighbors. So part of that policy will be, yes, we will hit Pakistan hard. That's the stick. The carrot side is to develop confidence-building measures to restore Pakistan's faith in itself. And that's one of the reasons why Obama has spoken about appointing a special envoy in Kashmir, the idea being one way to make Pakistan feel that the world is not isolating it or abandoning it, is to make the world be part of a Kashmir peace process, and that should help restore Pakistan's faith.
Asia Society President Vishakha Desai.
One of the ways that I think the new administration can really work on this issue is to involve India in a regional framework. So the Afghanistan issue is not simply an issue with Pakistan, but it also can involve India, other neighboring countries, including China, so that, in fact, it could have a different way of looking at the Afghanistan problem, because there, India and the U.S. have worked together, but you can even do much more in a much more strategic way. Really, what we need to deal with is the next phase of this relationship. And there's an opportunity for India and the U.S. to work together, to really think about a nuclear weapons-free world.
To close, we'll go back to our colleague, John Berthelsen of Asia Sentinel. John, what do you now expect people in Asia will be looking for in the upcoming weeks?
Well, obviously, the economic situation in the United States has swept across Asia. Nobody knows what's going to happen. I think that we have to see how the new administration comes in and tries to deal with a situation that's really almost untenable. We have to see where that goes.
That's it for our special election edition of the Weekly Fix. For more events, resources, and news on Asia, please go to www.asiasociety.org, www.asiasentinel.com, and www.hindustantimes.com. Thanks for joining us, and please listen again for the next edition of the Weekly Fix, starting next Tuesday.